I just wanted to have an E.T. moment.
No.
Ouch.
I've never seen E.T.
I was watching this crack video on how all the aliens in every movie just want to eat us, including E.T.
How does he want to eat people?
Apparently he's just a dumb one.
Oh.
Which is why he got left behind to begin with.
Are there more of him?
Yeah.
Remember? In the movie? No, I've never seen the movie.
Right, you never seen it.
Like, I literally just said I've never seen the movie. No, I've seen like the first 15-20 minutes and it was really boring. So I stopped.
That's fair. It's a really weird movie. I don't know.
It just looks like wrinkled foreskin.
Welcome to the 8-Bit Show.
Hi.
I'm
Frankie.
I'm Ashley. Hi.
Hi.
How many people do you think we annoy and just like absolutely shut out from the beginning of the show with
maybe
that?
They're like, oh, this already sucks. Probably.
Oh, whoa,
all of them,
right?
Wait, break your chair.
I know, because I'm putting on the pounds. That's what vacation does to you.
It's only been 3 days.
Yeah.
It's not healthy.
I gained 30 pounds in 3 days.
It's definitely not healthy.
No, yeah, that would be scary. I'd be super worried at that point. I would probably go see a doctor.
I would hope so. Something is going on.
Right? I wonder, what is the world record for weight gain? What do you think it is?
I have no idea.
I mean, do you think people go for this?
I'm sure there's a group out there for everything.
I feel like it might not be like an official thing because they might not want to promote unhealthy lifestyles.
Well, I know there's like, I guess you could call it like a fetish where like people enjoy feeding other people or watching them eat.
That's a fetish?
Yeah.
Whoa.
And the,
I guess that makes sense,
eater is usually on the robust side.
So this isn't like feeding grapes sort of thing. This is like,
it could be, I guess it could be anything.
Yeah, but probably not just grapes.
Are we
talking about,
I don't know, like, here's this bucket of mashed potatoes? I don't know. I've never partook in this.
Okay, well,
you can Google it later.
I was going to say, you need to brush up on your journalistic skills and we'll put you on location.
No. Thank you.
We'll start with Craigslist.
No. Definitely not. I feel like that's more a place for serial killers.
Probably. Well, I mean, I'd say you're probably less likely to get in contact with a serial killer than I mean, I'm not saying there isn't serial killers on there.
Maybe serial rapists.
Probably. Yeah, I think that'd be more. Yeah.
I don't know, I guess that could be said for any platform.
Yeah.
Can be used for
nefarious.
Yeah.
Deeds. Yeah. I'm not seeing anything online, so that's good.
I will send you a lot of links later. Because I'm very good at research.
I just want to know the most somebody's gained in a week or a day or, you know, X amount of time.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I know my parameters.
Yeah. I'm scared. So how have you been?
Pretty good. Ready for this 3-day weekend.
Whee!
Work's dumb.
Yep.
People. Drama.
Mm-hmm.
It was so much simpler when I didn't talk to anyone at work.
That'll teach you.
Yeah. Just listen to my podcasts and go about my biz. Really, it's just the one podcast that I listen to.
What, just Mysterious Universe? Or?
Yeah.
You don't listen to anything else?
Mm-mm. Huh. And I was so excited that I was nearly caught up, like, all the way to current. And then the last 2 weeks, I haven't listened to any. So I'm just getting further behind again.
Well, you need to tell those people to shut up so that you can listen.
It's hard when the person behind me talks so loud. Like, I could hear her through the already turned up volume. Yeah.
Noise canceling headphones. You probably don't want that, though.
I have to buy those. No, because people might be yelling at me.
Yeah.
To do things.
Yeah. Some of the earbuds that I have, they, like, cancel out all the audio. Just how they're designed. But I usually leave one of them out just in case.
Yeah, I can't do that. It's too distracting.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Like from the program or?
Yeah.
That's fair.
So, next week will hopefully be better.
Mm-hmm.
How about you? Enjoying your vacation?
I am. My staycation. Yep, I haven't done a whole lot, which is nice.
Yes, always nice.
Just some errands, trying to get things figured out for my move date, which will be on the 14th. So I'll be playing, I don't know, Packing Hero? Packing Ninja. I like that one better.
Tetris?
Well, Tetris will be one load up the truck. Not so much Tetris yet.
Well, you gotta fit everything in the boxes.
That's true. But, so yeah, I was really hoping to have more done at this point, like video games and TV shows and whatnot.
Yeah, I'm disappointed in you.
Yeah, it should be. I have played some games, though.
Dig Dug?
No.
The goal is to find free parking.
No Clam Digger. No, I played a bit of what's it called? It's something like Super Awesome Explosion Machine. It's on the Switch. Mm-hmm. It's a very indie. It's kind of like a old school side scrolling shoot 'em up.
Okay.
And you have like four main powers. You have your normal shoot. You have like a kind of like a, I guess for most of those shooters, it'd be like a spin attack, you know, where everything around you gets killed, but it's more like this laser that circles around you once or twice.
Mm-hmm.
There's like a BFG like laser gun, so like it just shoots very straight on, like uses up a lot of your energy, but like wipes out things very quickly. And then there's another one. Oh, there's like missiles. They're kind of homing-ish. It's kind of weird. Like you direct them which way they shoot,
mm-hmm.
but they won't all shoot that way. It's kind of like a spread shot. But yeah, they kind of home on to enemies, and it's just basically wave after wave of enemies.
That's cool.
Yeah, I've only played like 3 or 4 stages of it, but it's pretty fun for something where it's just like, just want to quickly destroy some things.
It's fair.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We picked up the Mario Rabbids Battle Kingdom.
How did that go? How is
it? It is so much fun.
I've heard it's amazing.
It is. It's a strategy game. So you have like your Mario and your Rabbids characters, and you're fighting other Rabbids characters. And you can buy them like different guns and different secondary weapons.
Mm-hmm.
And they all get like their own little abilities. that they can do. Right now, we're barely on World 2. Mm-hmm. We've been playing it like 3 stages a day-ish.
Okay.
I don't know. Maybe more. But it seems like it's going to take a while to beat. Mm-hmm. And then in between, like, the battle areas, you explore around, and there's, like, little puzzles and...
Oh, that's really cool.
Coin dash things.
Ooh. I like dashing for coins. Mm-hmm.
So it's a lot of fun. And it looks like the graphics are really good, so the cutscenes are really entertaining. Mm-hmm. Rabbids are dumb.
They are. It's funny, because I've heard a lot of people... I mean... When this was announced, I think everybody immediately threw up their hands like, God damn it, Nintendo, what are you doing? Like, nobody wants this at all. And as the news started coming out, like, everybody just got more and more excited for it, it seems.
Pretty much perfect so far. Mm-hmm. Like, I really have nothing that I can complain about. The music's good, because they do, like, the first boss you fight is the Donkey Kong Rabbids mashup.
Ooh.
So it has like its own little remake of the Donkey Kong music.
Oh, really? That's yeah. Really cool. Are there other surprise characters that you know of, or?
Right now, like the main enemy, like overall, is Bowser Jr. Mm-hmm. Well, we haven't really got like that many mashups. Like, there's a little mini one that's a rabbit with a piranha plant.
Oh, nice.
And on my team, we have the Luigi and the Peach rabbit.
Nice. The hideous Peach.
Yeah. Rabbit. She's just always taking selfies. Yeah. Ridiculous.
that part of the trailer, I think, is one of my favorites. Where she's just like flying over all these enemies and there's like all these explosions going off and she's just like posing in front of them with the camera.
Yeah.
That's cool. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Multiplayer. Is there multiplayer? Co-op?
I don't know. We've just been taking turns.
Okay. I'm going to have to check it out.
You should check it out. It is definitely worthwhile.
Yeah. So how does this make you feel about the Rabbids franchise in general?
Nothing. I've never played any of the other Rabbids games, so I have no comparison. Mm-hmm. To me, they seem similar to
the Despicable Me things.
Yeah, the Minions.
Yeah.
Which I find utterly annoying.
Me too.
So I was a little worried about that. And I was like, oh, is it the Mario charm going to wear off? And then they're just annoying.
Yeah.
But so far, they haven't. Because they're not really like as crazy and out there.
Okay. That's good. Because that's what I was worried about too. Because... Yeah, the way they talk and just everything about them and the minions, they just bother me.
Yeah.
I mean, they both make me laugh every now and then, but it's in spite of them, you know?
Yeah. Well, I feel like the minions, what I've seen, like, they just try way too hard. Mm-hmm. Like, they might have been enjoyable in the first movie. And then people are like, oh, they really like this. Let's just keep cash grab.
Yeah. That's very true. I played more Sonic.
Did you beat it?
I have not beaten it yet. I've played another... So I only have beat 2 full stages.
Mm.
I know I'm going really slow, which is funny.
I think there's like 12.
Yeah, I'm going to beat that soon though, because I mean, it's just so fun.
Yeah.
Like, there's even the parts where, you know, it slows down for a minute and you're like doing some platforming and whatnot, but it's super enjoyable the whole way. It's so solid, though. Mm-hmm. I really want to play more.
Have you seen any of the posts about Egghead?
I heard about it, but I don't know exactly what that is.
So in one of the, what's his name? Robotnik?
Yeah.
One of his machines, because you know how you can always see him, like inside of it?
Mm-hmm.
I guess someone misinterpreted it and thought it was like a little girl, Egghead. Well, Egghead is like where that came from. So they thought it was like his niece or something.
Oh.
So people just went with it and started drawing all of their own pictures of her. It's really adorable.
Holy cow.
Yeah.
Do you think this will become like an official thing?
I hope so.
That would be really cool. Huh. Yay for misinterpretations.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to check those out too. I hope more of this comes though. Honestly, I've never had this much fun with a Sonic game.
I don't know. Sonic 1 was pretty perfect.
I don't know. Just from my personal experience, maybe I should go back and play those old ones. But, you know, I have every now and then. It's been a long time. It's been at least a decade since I've gone back and played any of the originals. But, I mean, I saw the appeal in them. I just never really could get into them.
It's fair.
But maybe it's just, you know, maybe I've changed. So.
You changed, man.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And auto. It's auto spelled backwards.
That's how I feel about that.
Any other games that you played?
I want to say yes, but I don't know. I don't think so, because we've been watching season 3 of Star Wars Rebels that came out on Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
So we're both really excited for that.
Do you want to spoil it for me? Because I want to watch it, but I'm okay with hearing more about it and getting more pumped for it, because I want to get into all of that stuff. So
I won't spoil it because I don't want to spoil it for other people.
Well, we can put a spoiler warning.
But if you want me to spoil everything later, I will gladly do that for you.
Okay.
Did you watch The Clone Wars?
No.
Oh, well, you need to watch The Clone Wars.
Okay.
So there's a movie that went first and then the show.
Wait.
For The Clone Wars. The Clone
Wars movie?
No. Okay. Well, it's like the cartoon one.
Okay.
That goes with the show.
So that's... And The Clone Wars, was that... It's Attack not, of the Clones, is that that's two, episode two, right? So that all takes, does that all take place in between episode two and three then?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool.
And then Rebels is a little bit after that.
Okay.
Like a few years after that.
Mm-hmm. Is it still before episode three though?
No, it's after episode three.
After episode three. I don't know how the year... time span.
So the Clone Wars show is between episode 2 and 3.
Yeah.
And then Star Wars Rebels is between 3 and 4.
But is it between?
Well, it would be before
and
Rogue One.
With Rogue One? Yeah.
So far, yeah.
Okay. Okay, cool. So I definitely need to. Okay. Got it in my head. I will watch them. Maybe this weekend.
And don't trust Adrian's opinion of the first season.
Okay.
Of The Clone Wars. Because when he was trying to get me to watch it, he was like, oh, we'll just skip the first season because it's really terrible. And I was like, no, I can't do that because then I won't know what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, we'll just watch the movie. I'm like, so then I really won't know what's going on.
Yeah.
And then I watched it and then he would come over like when I was watching it. And he was like, oh, this is not as bad as I remember it being. I'm like, you're dumb. So then you would have told me not to watch all of this, and then I would have been so confused.
Mm-hmm. See, I don't know. It's weird, because when it comes to Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., I feel like you should skip like the first half of the first season. because you don't really need to see how the team comes together. And what's really cool is that since it intertwines with the movies, you can like seamlessly switch from, I think it's Captain America, to one of the episodes. And not the first Captain America, the
Winter Soldier.
The second one. Yeah, Winter Soldier. From that one to Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. And you won't feel lost because the problem with the first part of the season is that they introduce the characters rather quickly, and I feel like they're already doing a lot of inside jokes. The way they come together in the first part of the first season, it's kind of forced, which I don't know. It doesn't, because watching some of those episodes, I was just like, I don't like this show. I really don't. But once I got to that point further on, I was like, okay, this has turned out to be a good show. I went back later and watched those first episodes, and I was like, why do I like it so much more now? And I think that's because knowing now how the characters are and how they react under those tougher situations, and you know what their real motivation is and everything, it, since that is very much in those first episodes, it, you click with them more instead of like trying to click with somebody that you know it's kind of like, oh, you already know who I am, you know, so I'm going to be my complete self and not like ease you into my personality. That's kind of how I feel how that show goes.
Okay.
So I don't know. I don't know if it's the same thing for him when it comes to, when it came to the Clone Wars.
I don't know. He's a very complex individual.
That's fair.
But there's a lot of cool character side stories. Like Obi-Wan has a lot of cool stories in Clone Wars. He was my favorite.
Yeah. I think you said that on the previous episode. We were talking about...
Oh, the movie?
Yeah.
That's... Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's a really... just awesome character. He's like the glue of that entire franchise, if you really think about it.
And Liam Neeson is the one that just destroyed everything.
It's true.
If you would have just listened to Yoda, none of this would have happened.
Right. What an asshole. I don't know what to say to that.
Me neither. You still haven't watched Game of Thrones?
I still haven't. Again, another thing I want to accomplish this weekend. Which, as you said, getting through it in a day really isn't a problem. Might take 2 days, but... just because that's a lot of one TV show.
Yeah, just power through.
I mean, I've done it before.
Make some snacks. Yeah. Order a pizza. And yeah, then you'll be on your way to gaining 30 pounds.
Right? Okay. All right. I like this. Two birds, one stone.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Can I add a third one in there? Nope.
A whole rotisserie chicken.
There's so many. Literally. Add another bird.
Yeah.
There's a lot of shows I still need to watch though. But I think I'm gonna put Game of Thrones first because there's too many people who want to spoil it. And I mean,
I don't know if I'd say that I want to spoil it, but it's nice to discuss.
Yeah, and I'm not talking about you.
Oh, okay.
No. But I mean, there's people that I've talked to, and I'm just like, I haven't watched it yet. Just don't, you know, I've already seen some things that have made me like, they put ideas in my head and I might have figured some things out already and I'm just trying to not think about it, right?
Yeah.
And they'll like ask me, oh, what do you think? You know, what's going on? And I'm like, I just don't want to talk about it.
Yeah. No.
Just tell me. Just tell me. I won't tell you anything. Like, I just don't want to talk about it. I don't want to think about it. I will see. So yeah, but that way I can avoid all that and any more possible spoilers, because at this point, I'm seeing it pop up on, like, there's one in every like 20 posts on Facebook is Game of Thrones related. So
that's true.
I definitely need to watch that before something big gets spoiled. Mm-hmm. And that was the thing, that was Robert was saying that in his Google News feed, some smart person at whatever site put up the post, like put a spoiler in the title of the article. And he was so pissed.
I feel like, was it Walking Dead that did that with one of their Facebook posts?
I think you were talking about that, how they had done that before.
I think so. They just don't even think about it.
Yeah. Just ruin it for everybody. Their own show. That's the worst part of it
all. Yeah. And then I picked up season 2 of Ash vs. Evil Dead. So I'm excited to watch that.
Mm-hmm.
The first season was a lot of fun.
What's the synopsis for the first season? Because I know they all come out, right? They're all...
Ash is fighting the Evil Dead.
Well, yeah.
That's
does
it.
Is he... I can't remember how the first episode goes now. Was he in the grocery store to begin with?
The grocery store?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Isn't that where what's it called?
S-Mart? Smart? Shop Smart.
Yeah.
Shop S-Mart.
No, the end of the third movie. What happens at the end of the third movie now? Shit, I can't remember. But he goes back to our time at the end of the third movie.
Yeah.
And isn't he just like in a grocery store, like working at the grocery store or something? I can't remember now. It's been too long.
I don't know.
Do you remember? You don't remember.
The first season has Lucy Lawless in it.
Yeah.
You get to see boobs.
Nice.
I guess. I don't know.
Well, I guess it depends on the person.
Yeah.
If you don't like boobs, then bad. Anything else?
I don't think so.
I play more Theater Rhythm.
I wanted to play Theater Rhythm, but then we didn't.
We didn't? When?
I didn't.
Oh. You should bring your DS. Next time.
We're on a time schedule.
Tomorrow, maybe. Oh, maybe that's what we should do. We should all play some Theater Rhythm.
Maybe. Might have to be Sunday or Monday.
Yeah.
Because I think we might have plans tomorrow in the Village of the Moons.
Oh. The Village of the Moons. Where is that at?
Los Lunas?
Yeah, no. I got it.
Green chili roasting.
Ooh.
/ peeling, so.
Mmm. Don't touch your pee-pee afterwards.
I don't have a pee-pee, so.
Well, if you did.
Don't touch it. Solid advice.
Yeah. For all you
don't kids touch out there, someone else's pee-pee.
Oh my god. That reminds me. So I was listening to Cheap Ass Gamer. You should really listen to that podcast. That should be one you should listen to. They're really short now, actually.
The other one annoys me.
Oh, Shipwreck? You don't like Shipwreck or Wombat?
Wombat. I don't like him.
Yeah. A lot of people don't like him.
His voice is annoying.
That's fair. I think he knows that. I think he's okay with it. So, but so the reason I bring it up is because ChibiD was saying how I don't think it was green chili, but he was cooking or doing something with some peppers. He went to the restroom afterwards, and he was like, "Don't do that, kids." That is the most harrowing experience ever.
Well, when I worked at Dion's. When you're making the pizzas, you can't wear gloves because it's like more trouble than it's worth because mm-hmm. you're going to get like flour and like stuff inside of them.
Yeah.
So one of the guys we were both on the station and he went to the bathroom. He just rinsed off his hands and went to the bathroom and he came back. He was like, always wash your hands before you go to the restroom.
Oh God, I cannot imagine that.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. Noted.
Yeah, I think that might have just been jalapenos, but still, same idea.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. Oh, I wonder if anybody has ever done that. Has been like willing to do the science. Which pepper, like, does it have a different sensation?
Maybe. I know there's a guy that did like bee stings, like where they hurt the most, and he tested that area.
Yeah.
Jeez. Yeah. So we need to contact him.
Right? We got like, a new job for you.
We have a new data set that needs exploring.
Mm-hmm.
Chilies. How do you feel about them against your urethra?
Yeah. Hopefully, he'll be up for it.
Yeah. That's your research for the next show.
Yeah. I know about the guy that did the whole pain scale. How he describes like certain bugs.
What it feels like.
And some of them are really ridiculous. Like his descriptions are amazing. Yeah. Well, that's all I got.
Mm-hmm. On to news.
Do we want to talk about our board game adventure from last week with more people in sight?
If you want.
I don't know what else we could add to it. It was different.
More people. So yeah, you have to play a bit differently because the board's a lot more cramped.
Yeah, a lot more cramped. Did you get into any fights?
Mm-mm. I was getting ready to just because I wanted the factory card.
Mm-hmm.
But then I was like, my morale is already not that high. So I was like, the extra card is really not worth it right now. So yeah. I just ended up not.
I don't know. That extra card, I feel both times that I've gotten it hasn't really, it's helped me for like one turn. I'm sure if you're like the first one though.
Yeah, I feel like the earlier you get it, the more beneficial it is because you get, it's like a good perk if you don't have anything upgraded or anything like that.
Yeah, exactly.
And then you still get to move. But if you already have half of your stuff done, it's not really worth it.
I'll have to keep that in mind for next time. Yeah, so there's a lot of nuances to this game, I feel. So my whole plan for what I was going to do this time around, it just did not go that way at all. I didn't even completely upgrade anything.
Mm-mm.
I don't even think I got all my mechs. Did I?
I don't think so. I think you only had three.
Yeah. And I wasn't even trying to like go to end the game. I thought somebody else definitely was. And like it just kind of like happened.
Yeah. Or that turn either way, no matter the outcome of the fight, it would have ended it.
Yeah, exactly. So,
Adrian's plan was to mess with Ben, but he didn't do that at all. Because he didn't want to fight anyone. Because he got to the highest multiplier bracket.
Yeah. Yeah. I really wanted him to fight more. It was funny, too, because he was like, no, I don't want to.
Like, you already
have that perk.
You're just going to steal my card. Doesn't matter. Just kill everyone.
Right? Yeah. He climbed all the way up to the top to get his point. Which is cool.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think that shows, you know, even though there were more people, so it's going to be different just in that aspect. But the way that I decided to do things for my character was just drastically different than what I thought I was going to do. I mean, even at the beginning, I was like, okay, here's my plan. Here's what I need to do. And then like halfway through, and part of that I think was actually also the special goal that you have.
Mm-hmm.
Because so mine was to be in three mines, have control of three mines at the end of a turn.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that even changes things that you're going to want to do.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's really cool. I like how diverse it is and how just different it was playing the second time through.
Yeah. Looking forward to the airships.
Yeah. So when does that come out?
I want to say November or December.
Okay, cool. Definitely have to play it then. Once you guys pick it up, which I'm sure it sounds like Adrian will do immediately.
Yeah.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how much does he love that game?
Like a 15. And then he got this other one called Santorini. Hmm. Where, like, you could play, I guess, up to 4 people, but it would be, like, teams of 2. Mm-hmm. So you have, like, 2 workers for each team, and you're supposed to build, like, your tower. But then you're also trying to prevent the other people from building theirs. Hmm. So it's a little bit like chess, like we have to, like, because you can only move one space and then build one thing unless you get a card that lets you have a different ability. So you have to kind of think ahead of like, oh, well, if they can do this, then you need to do like this differently, or think where they're going to move because they could also use your tower against you.
That's cool. I think you were telling me about this. Or maybe we talked about it last week. I'm not sure. Sounds a little familiar, but
so that one's pretty fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're going to have to show me that one, too. That sounds really cool. Mm-hmm. That and some theater rhythm. What needs to happen this weekend?
Yes.
On to news?
Sure.
Do you have news?
I do. SteamWorld Dig 2 comes out this month for the Switch. I'm so excited.
Mm-hmm.
Just in time for my birthday. Hint, hint.
What?
Everyone can pitch in and buy me it.
Okay. I played like a little tiny bit of the first one. I think I have it on PC. Or was it the Wii U?
The Wii U. I know the physical copy did SteamWorld Dig and SteamWorld Heist with all the DLC on it. I had played it on the 3DS because I got it like a free download somewhere. Mm-hmm. And I really liked it a lot.
Yeah, I remember it was really cool, but I think I just got caught up in other things.
And there's a certain point in the game where it changes drastically, and you're like, what the fuck is going on? But then it's really cool.
Okay. I'll have to load up. I'm pretty sure I have it on the Wii U now that I think about it. And I think it might have been like some sort of indie sale that was going on, because I think, mm-hmm, I picked it up with like that, and it might have been maybe even been a humble bundle. That and what's the game with like all the clones? It might be called Clone Inc.
I don't know.
But it's like a puzzle escape sort of game. But you have like a bunch of clones that, or a certain amount of them that you can use up to get to the end. I didn't play all of that either. I just kind of checked out all those things pretty quickly. But so yeah, I definitely need to
play that.
So I think that one comes out the 21st. So you have some time to brush up.
Okay. This weekend. I got a lot of things to do this weekend.
Yeah. You only got 5 days left of your vacation.
I could do it.
Yeah.
If I like really hunker down and just stay in my room.
Don't ever leave. Yeah. You'll be all right.
So Deathmatch went live in Overwatch.
Oh, I have not played it.
It was nuts.
I imagine so.
It suck really bad. So there's 2 modes. There's Team Deathmatch. And the way that works, I believe it's First team to 30 kills wins.
Okay.
And then there's a free-for-all mode. Mm-hmm. And that one's first player to 20 kills wins. I'm not even going to touch that one.
Ooh.
Because I can't even help my team get a few kills. So
I feel like this may be the mode for me.
Yeah.
Because it seemed like more often than not, I would get put on a team that didn't know how to work as a team.
Mm-hmm.
So they would like be busy chasing down individuals instead of being by the payload that they could be moving.
Yeah.
So I'm just like walking behind it, moving it forward while they're busy like doing whatever. And I'm like, okay, this is not fun. And then like I would get killed and then they would just be like scattered everywhere instead of grouping up ever.
Yeah.
So just very disorganized.
Yeah, and this one, you definitely, I don't know, it's weird because it's like you can't stay two group to get together. Oh my god. Because it kind of makes you all an easy target.
Yeah.
For the other team. But then again, I mean, so I think both times that I played, they were small arenas, so it's not like you could spread out too far anyways.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's probably also so that people aren't hiding too much.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was, I don't know, it was just nuts, just getting killed left and right. Even as D.Va, I was going down, like, constantly. And I feel like she's the one that I could last with the longest. So.
Oh, crazy. Check it out this weekend.
Yeah. Definitely do that. They also actually made some changes to some of the heroes. Let me pull them up here real quick because it's kind of interesting. So Junkrat can now hold two mines for his concussion mine. And also his rip tire, the movement speed has increased by 30%.
Holy crap.
Yeah. And there's no longer a time limit when wall climbing. I didn't know there was a time limit, but
yeah.
So I think they really actually boosted him up. I don't know if he needed that, but there's that. For Orisa, her fusion driver projectile speed has increased by 20%. The protective barrier size has increased by 20%.
Ooh.
And the shape has been changed to allow for more coverage from enemies that are below the barrier. And then I think this is the last one for Roadhog. His take a breather can now be used while moving. And damage taken while healing has been reduced by 50%. Which I think is fair because that's the problem with using his healing like as shit was going down is that you're just kind of standing there taking a shit ton of damage sometimes, like,
yeah.
And it's almost useless.
But the majority of the time that I've seen that is like, just go behind a corner.
Well, but sometimes you can't do that, right? Like,
yeah.
You're like super in the middle of battle and it kind of sucks.
Well, if you have a good healer on your team, then that won't be as much of a problem.
But sometimes you don't even have a healer on your team.
That's true. Or people don't know how to take care of their healers.
Yeah. Yeah. Or you, yeah, just have a really bad healer. Yeah, that's really frustrating when you just see somebody as Mercy just flying back and forth, not doing anything.
But I saw one of her, what's her name? Farrah's mom, Anna, mm-hmm. where she uses like her power up dart on Mercy in her like new ultimate mode.
Mm-hmm.
And she just got like a 5 kill, like right off the bat.
Oh, wow.
Just super crazy zooping around.
That's cool. So, yeah. Oh, wait. There was one more character. There's Widowmaker. Her grappling hook cooldown was reduced from 12 to 8 seconds. And her venom mine, affected targets are now visible through walls to Widowmaker only.
Hmm.
So, there's that.
interesting.
Mm-hmm. I was kind of sad to see Lucille Ball go, just because I was actually decent at that mode.
Just get Rocket League.
I know, I'm going to. It's going to happen. Ben keeps telling me, just get it on PC. It's fine.
Yeah, I think it's only like
$15, right?
Yeah, not that much.
I might. There's a very good chance I will.
Do it.
Because they still haven't announced when it's coming, right? They just said holiday.
Yeah.
So, I mean, technically...
Not too far.
Yeah, but technically that could get pushed back to, like, early 2018. And I definitely want it before then.
Yeah.
So, we'll see.
I got ReCore. Finally got an update. So ReCore was for the Xbox One. It's like the where you have the robots and you can change out the core into different robot bodies.
I'm not familiar with this.
It was a lot of fun. I really liked it a lot. The ending felt abrupt, like they didn't have time to really finish it the way they wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really confusing because on the box it shows four different little mechs that you can use, but in the game there was only three, or maybe it was five, and you could only use four. But anyways, there was one that was on the box that you couldn't use.
Mm-hmm.
And we're like, did we miss something? Was it like an extra one that you had to search around for? So I guess update added that. Hmm. It added another mission and some more dungeon trials that you could go through. So just a bit more to the game.
Nice. When did that come out?
Last year, I want to say.
Okay.
I think it was supposed to be one of the launch games for Xbox One, and then it just kept getting pushed back.
Oh, okay. I was going to say the name sounded familiar, but I don't... The game itself, I have no idea.
It was fun. I hope they do a second one and get to give it the ending that it deserved.
Yeah. But not the one that you need right now.
Oh, I need it. So it's only a 6 gigabyte update, so not terrible compared to a lot of other updates.
Right? That's like a monthly thing for Overwatch.
Yeah.
Katamari, creator, his new game called Watam. Watam? I don't know. I don't know how it's pronounced. I don't really know anything about it other than it looks weird.
Okay, that makes sense.
So what is Watam, Watam exactly? You take control of different, almost toy-like characters, say a donut and a coffee cup, or a toilet and a turd, and you work to get them to hold hands and be friends, or something like that.
Okay.
Yeah, looks super weird. It's going to come out 2018.
Hmm.
So, I don't know. He makes wonderfully weird things that I enjoy.
I love Katamari. It is quite possibly my favorite franchise ever.
Mm-hmm. You don't like Nobunobu Boy?
I did not enjoy Nobunobu Boy.
I
felt like it was weird for weird's sake, whereas Katamari had like a very clear
goal
and yeah. story, and you knew as crazy and out there as it was, like it still made sense.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. The idea of the like whole world participating in Nobunobu Boys or whatever the chick was that's like expanding out
mm-hmm.
in the space, I thought that was really cool. And just the weirdness of just, I don't know, taking control of that character every now and then, just messing around with it. I don't know. It appealed to like, okay, this is just something I can relax. I don't have to worry about anything. Like, this is like Minecraft on super easy mode, right? Where you don't even have to worry about monsters. You could just do whatever you want.
That's fair.
Just kind of hang out in this weird universe. So I'm kind of hoping that this will be kind of like that. Because it doesn't seem like he's interested. When I think that I saw an interview with him where he doesn't like the idea of actually having real goals in his stuff. And that was actually something that I think Namco like made him do for Katamari. So we'll see.
Yeah. We'll keep an eye on it. Am I up next? Is that what's going on?
Go for it.
I
felt like we were taking turns.
Nintendo is officially killing off the Miiverse.
So sad. There's some really cool artwork in there.
There is, but I feel like it's just making way for hopefully something better.
Yeah. What, I mean, is any game going to be like heavily affected by that? I mean, so Splatoon, like, very much integrated into the Miiverse thing. But I mean, it's not, I don't, that
it's
won't
not, like,
kill the
detrimental
game.
To anything.
Yeah.
Really. There's a lot of cool stuff
it
that was created
so
on there.
Short-lived, though. Like, that's the problem, I think. How long have they been around?
Well, yes and no, because even, like, with the Mii Plaza on the 3DS, like, that's been around for a long time and is basically the same.
Yeah.
You still have all, like, the interactions and everything.
Yeah.
So it's not, like, super short lifespan for it.
Well, it's just shorter than most other... Well, maybe not. I guess not shorter than most other social networks out there. I don't know. The only thing I ever really used it for, though, was to see some of the crazy, amazing artwork and sometimes little funny cartoons that people would draw up.
Yeah.
That was my favorite thing about it, so.
There was one for Splatoon 2 that I saw for, like, a few days in a row. It was just, like, this weird ghost with a butt.
What?
Yeah. It was so ridiculous, but it made me laugh every time I saw it.
Ghost butt.
Yeah.
I read an article about ghost butts. Or not an article, it was a cartoon.
Oh, I know exactly what, where it's like the four panel one.
Yeah.
It's just on the guy's head.
Yeah.
You're never really alone. I don't know what happened to the rest of my news. They are gone.
They are gone. Well, so I don't think we talked about this. We talked about this after the last podcast, Secret of Mana, right? That was the thing that you read.
No, I think we talked about that.
There was something we read. You read specifically right after.
Yeah.
I thought it was Secret of Mana because it felt like a big thing.
No, I don't think it was that. Because I think we talked about how I didn't have anybody to play it with when I was a kid.
Oh, yeah. I remember that. And then I talked about how
the stupid tiger.
It. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. What was it then? Shit. Oh, well.
I don't know.
It's not like we have a recording of it because we shut it off.
Well, no, we were outside when we were talking about it.
Oh,
so that? I was just flicking through my phone and I was like, dang it. We should have talked about this.
Yep. What else? I know I had one other thing in here. So SanDisk has released a 400 gigabyte micro SD card.
Whoa!
Yeah, it will work with the Switch. Would you like to guess the price?
Is it high or low?
It's high.
100 bucks?
More than that.
I don't know.
400 gigs in the size of your thumbnail.
I got pretty tiny nails.
Me too. It's.
I know how big a micro SD card is.
I want to compare it to our thumbnail. So. Oh yeah, mine's like the size of my thumbnail.
Let's see. Yeah. Mine might be a little bit bigger.
What if you turn it the other way?
This way? Well, then it's too skinny.
Oh.
It's on par.
Yeah. You want me to tell you?
Yes.
I think it was $250.
$895.
Yeah, $250.
Eh, give it a few months and it'll be a lot cheaper.
Probably, hopefully.
If somebody else makes one, it'll mellow out. Down.
Yeah. Well, actually, even if it doesn't, that means that in the very least, what should start happening is you should start seeing like the 256 gig ones dropping down in price. Because I think they're like around $100 right now, or maybe like 150. So, yeah, even still, that might mean time to invest in one of the larger ones. And I was waiting until Black Friday to get at least a 128 gig one. Because I think that's all I'll need for a while.
Yeah.
Because most of the games don't take up that much space. And granted, at this point, I've only bought digital copies of games. I plan on buying actual physical ones here soon. So, like Rabbids, Mario and Rabbids, I'm going to get a physical copy, as well as Mario. Yeah, so I don't think I'll need 400 gigs worth. I'm definitely not going to drop $250 for that.
I don't know, but like the Xbox and PlayStation, I guess it just depends on like how they manage that, because those have like 500 gig, or you can get a terabyte hard drive in them also. But like, you're like, oh, 500 gigs, that's a lot, that's gonna last forever. And then one game has like gigantic install.
Well, yeah, no, I mean, Breath of the Wild is 8 gigs, I think.
Yeah.
So,
and that's small in comparison to some other games.
Yeah, exactly.
So I think Shadows of Mordor was like ridiculously big.
And I mean, Skyrim's going to be around 10 gigs too, I think.
Yeah.
I imagine. But yeah, but again, I'm hoping to get those in a physical release and try to stick to only buying smaller games, or at least games that I know I'm going to want to constantly go back to.
Yeah.
As a,
or if it's like something that you're, you know, legitimately done with playing, you can delete it and then reinstall it later if you want. Because I've done that with some of mine for my PlayStation.
Well, so the last thing that I did is I converted my 1 terabyte drive to use on my PC, because that was on my Wii U and it wasn't doing a whole, it was like 30 gigs that were getting taken up. So I went and got like a 32 gig micro USB thingamabobber.
Flip flopped them.
Yeah. And it was kind of a pain to do that. I probably should have got a bigger one, but I was trying to like just barely cut that line and just, you know, be super cost effective. I'm not probably not going to get any more games on the Wii U. So what's the point of getting like a much bigger drive? Especially because the cost from like 32 to 64 was a big enough jump for me to say, okay, probably don't want to get it.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I mean, doing something like that in the future is something I want to avoid. I don't, managing data on game systems has always been just an annoying thing to do.
Yeah.
None of them have it down perfect. Which I mean, I, you know, take it as you will, because it's not really supposed to be a big data management thing. So, but Nintendo is definitely the worst out of all of them. I would say.
I didn't think the ones for the 3DS was too bad. It was time consuming, but.
But easy.
Yeah.
I don't remember. I don't think I ever did that.
Because you had everything saved to the SD card. You could just.
Oh, that's right, huh? You could just swap it over.
Swap it over, and then it like has to reinstall everything. So it takes a long time, but. Yeah. And then I would just like back up everything on my computer.
Yeah. Yeah. And then. That was the thing too with Wii U. It took a really long time, but again, and part of it was my fault trying to figure out what games I needed to put onto the system memory and what to keep on to the USB drive. But yeah. Okay. So out of packs, there were a ton of games that Nintendo showed off. And I really just want to hit on a few of them.
one of the coolest ones that I saw was this thing called Morphy's Law. And it's a shooter. It's a team shooter. And the way it works is as enemies shoot you in, say, if they start shooting your head will shrink. Theirs gets bigger.
Okay.
So what's really interesting about that is that if you're doing really bad, well, you become harder and harder to hit.
So like evens it out a bit.
Yeah.
That's cool.
On top of that, depending on your size, different things are accessible. Like at a certain point, you won't be able to get into the houses anymore because you're too big, right?
Mm-hmm.
But then there's even like small little chutes that you can go through that can take you to a different part of the level. So you'll have to be tiny to go through those. And then on top of that, there's this big like representation of your team color. And the taller one in the end, because like as you start, you know, stealing the size from people, that adds to your team. I don't know what you would call it. Something. What's the word I'm looking for?
I don't know.
Avatar? I don't know. Something like that. Anyways, your team's main goalpost thingy, whatever, as it gets larger, that's what decides who's winning or not. But it's really cool because they're all, oh, I forget what they're called, like the, you know, the candy skull things that they make and all the Mexican, like Dia de los Muertos mm-hmm. paintings. That's the way they're all styled, all the characters. So it's really cool because they just have like these skeleton bodies and the weird skeleton heads.
Oh, okay. That looks kind of cool.
Yeah, so that's Morphy's Law, which I think it's a silly little title. Then it was also announced that a new No More Heroes is going to be coming to the Switch.
Yes.
It's called Travis Strikes Again. And the trailer was just absolutely ridiculous, as it should be. I haven't actually played completely through any of them. I've only played like very little of each one of them.
Same here.
So maybe this will actually get me to pick it up because they did look fun. Christian had a lot of fun with them.
Mm-hmm.
They're very, what's the word? Adolescent humor. So yeah, that looks really cool. There's this weird game that has to do with this elephant that you get to be.
Oh, Adrian was telling me about this morning, where you like shoot out of its trunk.
Yeah.
And then you go through like little dungeons and stuff.
Yeah. It looks like just like an adventure game.
Yeah.
But you get to play as Yono the elephant. It looks super cute. Yeah, there's just all these little indie games that came out that looked really fun. This one, Nine Parchments, looked really cool too. It kind of reminded me of what was it called? Dungeons and Dragons Heroes or Marvel Ultimate Alliance. So okay. You get to play one of four wizards, and it's basically just an action game. You're all trying to take out everybody, just constant waves of enemies, you know, kind of Diablo-ish and whatnot. Looks super fun, though. So I think there's one more. I think this might be it. Mulaka? Yeah, this one just looks super artistic. You're just kind of wandering around. Looks like just another adventure game, third person.
Hmm.
But yeah, there's a lot of, it had some pretty stylistic art to it. So
that's cool.
It looked really interesting. And there's actually a flurry of trailers that Nintendo put out. You can see 90% of them, I think, on their YouTube, but they also have a
like a half hour long video that showcased a lot of smaller titles in there as well, ones that don't have their own trailer. So you guys should check that out. There's some cool indie stuff coming to Nintendo. I think they're all slated either for holiday or 2018. So holiday and beyond, you should be able to get these. And I'm really excited for the indie scene to come to the Switch, because yeah. I feel like that's a place that the Switch could really excel.
Yeah.
So
portability makes all the difference yeah. for games like that, I think.
Yeah, the way that indie games tend to be is a lot of them tend to be, you know, pick up and just play for a little bit, and you know, you can come back to it later. And yeah, that's kind of how the Switch is designed. So I think it'll be really fitting for most of those games. Mm-hmm. And the beauty about it too, though, is that, you know, it's also designed to sit on your, you know, next to your TV and, you know, play whatever. So long form games.
And if you liked Shovel Knight, I heard that there's going to be some more amiibos releasing yeah. for it.
That's right.
Add to my ginormous collection.
I know.
I'm excited.
Though. You have every amiibo so far, right? Or are you?
No, I'm missing a handful of them. But I'm not really too sad about it.
Which ones are you missing? Do you know?
Wii Fit Trainer.
Okay.
The first Wario, like him on his motorcycle.
Mm.
The alternate Inklings from the first series.
Oh yeah. Okay.
That might be it.
Wow.
I don't know.
That's pretty good. I think.
I feel like there's some other. Oh, like I'm missing like the alternates from some of them. Like I didn't get the alternate Cloud and Bayonetta or the Corrin from the recent batch that was released. So that's not too bad. It might just be like the alternates that I'm missing.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Wii Fit Trainer.
Yeah.
So I think the other ones I've lucked out and been able to find other places.
Hmm. It's a pretty full collection, though.
It's very. It takes up a lot of room.
I bet, because you still have them all in the packaging, right?
Right. So. Oh, I have a couple that are open, but yeah, those are duplicates that I bought.
Yeah.
Knowing that I would open or paint.
Mm-hmm. Indeed. You should send me a picture of the ones you painted. You sent me one before, but I don't know if I still have them. So
yeah, I don't know if I have it either.
They might be on my old phone, but should put those up on the site.
Yeah.
Oh, they're on your Instagram though, right? Maybe? Possibly?
Possibly. That would be the place for it. I'm like 90% sure that it is.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you posted it on there. I vaguely remember this.
But yeah, the boxed ones take up like the whole wall.
Yeah. I like the way you have them displayed. It's actually really cool.
It was not very fun to put all those thumbtacks up though. Because they're all spaced like by hand, so I have to like hold it up and then do it and then move it.
Yep.
Towards the top it gets really difficult because there's like the actual stud in the wall.
Oh.
So they don't go in very easily.
Yeah.
So it's like, I'll do two today and then leave the rest for another time.
That's fair.
Oh, so I only have a picture of the Totoro Pikachu on my Instagram.
Okay.
So cute. Not the one that Adrian painted.
Mm-hmm.
What's his name from Rocky?
Yes.
Dolph Lundgren. I think.
No, I don't know.
I don't know. I've never seen Rocky either.
I don't think I've seen it all the way through. Shh, don't tell anyone. That's just our secret between you, me, and the internet.
And everyone on the internet.
Okay. Well, shall we wrap it up and get the F out?
Wrap it up. We want to enjoy our weekend.
Yeah. 3 days.
You get 5 days.
I get 5 days, but that's different.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Yeah. Go ahead.
I was going to say, you didn't want to talk about any of the games coming out this month? At least mention?
Yes, we should. I don't have any of that.
Oh.
Set up.
This Wednesday, Destiny 2 comes out. Friday. Mm-hmm.
Not on PC. PC's getting released later, right? For Destiny 2?
I don't know.
I think it's a later date.
I only know that because someone in our household has it reserved.
Yeah.
I was not into Destiny, so.
Christian's really into it, and I think he was saying that it comes out later on the PC, so I think that's what he said.
So that will be the 6th, the 8th, I believe, Monster Hunter for the 3DS.
Oh, that's right.
Comes out. That looks pretty fun.
Mm-hmm.
The 21st, SteamWorld Dig 2.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say the backtrack. I think it's the 15th or the 22nd, the Metroid for the 3DS.
Mm.
Samus Returns.
Oh, that soon?
Mm-hmm.
Holy cow.
And then the 29th is when the NES Classic.
Yes.
If you were lucky enough.
Or if you're in line.
Or if you're in line. You took the day off.
Yeah.
And the previous day off.
Yes. Yeah. Right? Ugh. Yeah, I'm not worried about it.
Adrian got one. I didn't really care. I was like, we have most of these games already. They'll probably release Star Fox 2.
Yeah.
It is nice to have everything all in one place, though, and have save states.
Yeah.
Or the rewind, if you're into that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it's... I don't know. I really wish that they would make more, but... Just because of the fact that they're limited and everybody wants one, it's like I'm not gonna even try to mess with that biz.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
I'm not a fan of waiting in line for long periods of time.
Yeah.
So if I didn't get it, I didn't get it.
No, I mean, it's if they were getting sold online for like, you know, like 20, 30 bucks more, I would buy them. That's not too bad. But the fact that, you know, even now, if you want to find one online, people are selling them at, you know, at least $100 extra on top of it.
Yeah.
It's like, it's like, just ridiculous.
With the NES Classic, seeing those for like triple.
Yeah.
Quadruple.
And that's the thing. I really wish that I could just, like, I had the money and the time to, like, buy up a bunch of stock and then just, like, put them online, you know, trickle them out, like, at normal price.
Yeah.
Just to, like, give some people a chance.
Yeah.
It's, I don't know. The
scalpers. Yeah. It's ridiculous.
It's just super shitty, I think. But.
Well, the same thing happened with the Amiibos.
Yeah.
When they were first released, and it was really shady and shitty.
Oh yeah.
That even like GameStop employees.
Yeah, exactly.
Like they very explicitly tell you that you were not supposed to do anything like that. Mm-hmm. But there was a couple of people that I know of that would buy the whole stock and then very clearly say like, oh no, I'm just going to sell them online for more.
Yep.
I'm like, so you're already getting your discount. And then you're turning around and selling them for even more than what they originally were.
Yeah. And then you have GameStop and, you know, other places that are like selling bundles of the SNES Classic.
Yeah. Stuff that you don't even necessarily want, but they're forcing you to buy it just so you could get it.
Yeah.
GameStop is a fantastic company.
Yep. Buy their stock, people.
Wow. No, I feel like they're cash grabbing at anything right now.
Oh, totally. Yeah. I think they'll be okay in the long run, but yeah.
I don't.
I mean, for like the next 10 years, they'll probably still be around. But after that, you know, as the years are going on, they're going to become less and less of a thing.
Well, I feel like they might do like what essentially Hot Topic did. Because like when I was in elementary, middle school, it was literally like only the goth kids went there.
Yeah.
And that was like the only place that you could find like certain CDs and all of that. And then now they're just whatever is popular.
Yep. Yeah.
and you can't really buy music there.
Really? I remember because what was really cool about Hot Topic back in the day is that they would always have these compilation CDs up front of like super obscure artists. Mm-hmm. And I used to love checking those out because I definitely didn't like all the artists on there, but that's how I found a few artists that I actually really, really liked.
Yeah.
And I don't think they do that anymore. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah.
All right.
And we're out.
Click. You find us on Facebook?
Classic Gamer Brain or 8-Bit Show. You can find us at classicgamerbrain.com. Mm-hmm. And on Twitter.
On the Tweety Box.
Frankie1029.
C.
With a Y.
C.
Not the 10 or 2 or 9.
Or the letter
It's C. The Frankie. Yeah. With the Y.
Yeah.
You don't put Ys on numbers. That's weird.
Yeah, that is weird.
Mine's Zambot with an X.
Yeah.
There's no Ys in that either.
No. Instagram.
Same as Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
Keep it simple.
Keep it safe.
Keep it classy.
I think that about wraps it up then. Thank you everyone for listening to us.
Thank you for continuing to listen to us.
Indeed.
I will remain hopeful that you will continue to listen.
Yeah, you know, and I still haven't gotten the feed up completely yet. So there's not one place that you could just subscribe to us at this point. But we should be coming onto Google Play Music and the Apple Podcast Store this weekend. So this show, along with the previous six.
We discussed this.
Yes, we did. might all actually be available as you're listening to this. So check out the backlog.
Check up on that frequently and pester you.
Yes.
Until that's done.
No, I'm going to get it done this weekend. At least putting those up. The feed is actually pretty easy. I just keep forgetting about it. So. So, yeah. Thank you again, everyone. Thank you, Ashley, for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Of course.
Thanks for letting me take my shoes off.
It's okay. We'll just leave it at that. No, I'm kidding.
You might get some, like, my feet smell like dead bodies or something. They do not.
I didn't say that, but you did.
You implied there was something wrong with them.
Okay, bye.
Okay.